بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, respected listeners and our students, it's another episode of this program, the Arabic program, Arabic for All, Al-Arabiyyatu lil-Jami'. And in this program, we are learning the Quran and the language of the Quran. We are learning from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of the du'as as well. All this you are learning in this program, and by you just following up with us, inshallah, you will be able to learn, you will be able to speak the Arabic language, inshallah ta'ala, and understand the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. So let us, inshallah, try to learn always the Arabic language and follow up with us while we are trying to learn this language. We need you to have a notebook and write down whatever we say from vocabs, from sentences, from important expressions. This will help you, inshallah ta'ala, to learn the Arabic language and to speak the Arabic language, inshallah, in an easy way. Also, every second program, as we said, there is a general revision where we are revising whatever we have learned in the Arabic language. So, inshallah, you can follow up with us with that, and you can learn the Arabic language through that as well. Right, today is a lesson. We're studying from the Noble Quran as well as some of the important expressions and sentences which is needed for the daily dialogues. If you go to an Arab country, you'll be able to converse with people, speak with them the Arabic language, inshallah ta'ala. So listen attentively and also try to write down whatever we're going to say from vocabs, from sentences, from important expressions, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts for the knowledge, for the learning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people whom always when they learn something, they put it into practice. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So let's practice this language. Alright, we studied verse 94. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَالِصَةً مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوا الْمَوْتَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Also 95 we studied. And 97, وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاتٍ. This is what you're going to study today, inshallah. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 96 and 97, inshallah, we're going to study today. The verse starts with, بَعْدَ أَعْضُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاتٍ وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أحرص الناس على حياة ومن الذين أشركوا يود أحدهم لو يعمر ألف سنة وما هو بمزحزحه من العذاب أن يعمر والله بصير بما يعملون.
Once again we're going to recite it with the translation, with the meanings. ولتجدنهم,
و means and, لتجدنهم, you will surely find them. From yajidu, wajada. Wajada means to find. Wajada means to find. Wajada past tense, found. And yajid means to find, the present tense form. So, wajada, yajidu, and then tajidu. Anta tajidu, you find. Wala tajidannahum, and you will find them. Tajidannahum. Wala tajidannahum. And this lam here is, we call it lam of ta'keed, the lam of the ensuring upon the what's coming after that. So you will surely find them. وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاتِ. أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ, أَحْرَصَ from حِرْص, which is greediness, to be greedy, الحريص. And also أحرص means to be cautious and to be someone who's so much behind something. That's حرص, also part of حرص and miserliness as well. وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ, the most cautious amongst people and the most greedy amongst people, and الناس, الناس people, mankind, الناس, أحرص الناس. It's a superlative, as we said, it's a superlative. And the noun here is haris. Haris, ahras. Ahras is the most greedy amongst mankind. Ala hayat, when it comes to life. They want more life. They want more lifespan. They want to live forever. They want to live for as long as they can. Ahras al nasi ala hayat. They fear death. Hayat means life. Hayat ha, ya, alif, and ta marbuta. That's hayat, which means life. And the opposite of it is death, which means maut. Death is maut, while hayat is life. وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاتٍ. And you will surely find them the most greedy of all mankind when it comes to life. They want more life.
وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا.
Also, from those people, وَمِن means from. الَّذِينَ, from those, وَأَمَنْغ those. الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا.
Those who associate partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who make partners to Allah, to the Almighty.
Also, amongst those people who are greedy when it comes to wanting more life, is those people who are always making partners to Allah, making partners to the Almighty God.
يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ.
يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ.
يَوَدُّ means he loves, one of them loves.
أَحَدُهُمْ means one of them.
أَحَد, أَحَد means one.
أَحَدُهُمْ,
one of them,
loves, in a sense that each one of them loves.
This is the meaning, metaphorically.
يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ, each one of them, he loves.
Loves what?
يَوَدُّ means to love.
يَوَدُّ,
أَنَا أَوَدُّ أَنْ أَكُلْ.
I want to love, I want to eat, or I love to eat.
Right?
يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ,
each one of them loves or wishes for.
لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ.
لَوْ يُعَمَّر,
if he can live for 1,000 years,
to be granted the life to live 1,000 years.
لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ.
You can see the verb يُعَمَّر,
عُمَر,
يُعَمِّر,
عَمَرَ,
which means to prosper, means to instruct, means to live long, also one of the meanings of it. So some people come and ask us sometimes, what is the meaning of the name Umar? What is the meaning of the name Amr? What is the meaning of the name Imran? What is the meaning of this name Imara, etc. So you can understand this from the root word. So this is how we get it quickly. Is Amara, Ya'amuru, which has different meanings, of course. One of them is to instruct, one of them is to prosper, one of them is to live long.
لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ.
Yeah, the meaning is, يُعَمَّر, yeah, the meaning is to live long, live as much as he can.
يُعَمَّر, to be granted life for 1,000 years.
أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ, ألف means 1,000, we started the number.
ألف, ألف لام أنفا.
أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ, 1,000 years.
They wish, one of them wish, that he gets 1,000 years lifespan.
وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُعَمَّرْ.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is answering this, that answering this inappropriate wish. And he says that as long as you live, no matter how many years you're going to live, but at the end, this is not going to protect you from death, and it's not going to protect you from عذاب, from punishment of Allah, if you are among the evil people, or the evil doers, or the non-believers, or those people who make partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It won't help you that you live for 1,000 years.
وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُعَمَّرْ.
And it's not going to remove him, يُزَحْزِح, we started before, to drag, or to hardly take somebody out, to remove him from the fire, from the punishment, أَنْ يُعَمَّرْ, if he was granted this life.
وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-seer, the one who sees everything. And bima, he sees even whatever they are doing. Whatever they are doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see it.
بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ.
In a sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is observing, watching over all whatever they are doing. يَعْمَلُونَ.
قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًّا لِجِبْرِيلِ.
The next verse.
قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًّا لِجِبْرِيلِ.
Say to them, مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًّا لِجِبْرِيلِ.
The one who is an enemy to Jibreel.
Jibreel alayhi salam.
The archangel Jibreel, or Gabriel as they said.
And Jibreel alayhi salam, one of the greatest angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the name of one of the pious people or pious creations of Allah, then that means that the status of this person is very high.
قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًّا لِجِبْرِيلِ.
The one who is this one, whoever was an enemy to Jibreel alayhi salam, the one who brought down this Quran,
فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ.
They should know that indeed, إِنَّهُ, indeed, he نَزَّلَهُ, he brought it down, he sent it down. From who? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah's permission. He brought it down by Allah's permission.
عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ,
upon your heart.
عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ,
upon your heart. Mawlana Bukhari just entered the studio. Assalamu alaikum, Bukhari. MashaAllah. You miss Mawlana Bukhari so much, and we are very lucky to have him in the studio. Allah accept from him.
نزله على قلبك بإذن الله فإنه نزله.
He indeed wrote it down upon your heart. على قلبك, upon your heart, بإذن الله. Don't forget قلبك means your heart. قلبك, قلب, قلب, heart. بإذن الله, by the permission of Allah. بإذن الله means by the permission of Allah. You hear it a lot, people are saying it. بإذن الله, بإذن الله, you mean, you understand. It means by the permission of Allah.
مصدقا لما بين يديه, confirming.
مصدقا means confirming. Also يصدق means to believe. مصدقا means to confirm. ما بين يديه, what he has from knowledge, what he has from verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he has from previous messages. لما بين يديه means confirming what he has, what this Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has.
وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين.
And also it is huda, it is guidance, it is bushra, it is good news. Huda means guidance, started before. Bushra means good news or glad tiding.
Bushra, ba, sheen, ra, and ya, maqsura, which is pronounced as an alif.
Wahuda wa bushra lilmu'mineen, to the believers. It's a huda, it's a guidance, and it's a bushra also. It's a glad tiding and good news to the believers.
من كان عدوا لله, the next verse, من ك, verse 98.
من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين. This is verse 98. من كان عدو, من means whoever. We took three verses because many of the vocabs of these verses we already learned before. We already studied before, so we can move on quicker, inshallah.
من كان, من كان, who was, whoever was.
عدو لجبريل, عدو means an enemy. عدو, write it down. عدو, عين, دال, واو, that's an enemy. And the plural, أعداء. The plural, أعداء. Write down the plural. There is a question, plural and singular. Don't forget. عدو, singular, means an enemy. أعداء, plural, means enemies.
قل من كان عدوا لله.
To Allah first. He was an enemy to Allah.
وملائكته,
and his angels.
ملائكة, the plural of ملك.
ملك is an angel, singular. ملك, an angel. ميم, لام, and كاف.
ملك, not ملك. ملك is a king.
ملك is an angel. Don't mix between the two. ملك is a king. ملك is an angel. The two has the same spelling. The difference is in the pronunciation and the vowels you will see on top.
Malak starts with meem, fatha on top of the meem, lam, and fatha on top of the, this is for malak, fatha on top of the lam, then kaf. While malik, king, it's meem, lam, kasra under the lam, and kaf. So malak, malik, malik, malik with a kasra means a king, while malak with a fatha on top of the lam means an angel. And the plural is malaika, while the plural of malik is muluk. Different word, totally different word.
Malik, muluk.
Malak, malaika.
So it's total different word. When it comes to the plural, also is different.
Malik, malaika. Malak, sorry, malak, malaika, and malik, muluk.
ورسله, رسله is a plural of رسول, messenger. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الذين معه. Right, so we understand. رسول means messengers. And the singular, Rasul, one messenger, Rasul.
وجبريل وميكال, and Jibreel عليه السلام.
وميكال, the angel ميكال وميكائيل عليه السلام. Right, we understand here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning عدو لله وملائكتي ورسلي وجبريل وميكال. In a sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that they are one side. Those are one side. The side of the believers, the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah and the malaika and the rusul and Jibreel and Mikael. And the true believers, those are one side. We understand it this way.
وَمِكَالَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed an enemy to those believers, since they are an enemy to the party of Allah, since they are an enemy to the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if they are an enemy with the believers, they are an enemy to Allah. If they are an enemy to the messengers of Allah, they are an enemy to Allah. If they are an enemy to an angel, one angel, or even to all the angels, they are an enemy to Allah, eventually. Or in a logical way, they're obviously an enemy to Allah, since it's one side. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is defending his part, is defending those who are in his side. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Then indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is adu, is an enemy to the disbelievers. للكافرين, the disbelievers. We'll stop here inshallah. There's 1 minute left for the news. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening to العربية الجميع. In the coming program we will continue these lessons. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.